This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right Wing, Bible Thumping, White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't need to. Wrong information from the wrong side. And you know what I mean. They are the wrong side. I don't care how you cut it. It's the wrong side. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Comey's out. He's gone. And the left is having a fit. They are such a confusing lot, aren't they? They wanted him gone for so long. All the bad things that he did to Hillary and the party as a whole. All the nasties he did. What a bad guy he was. Now he's gone. And it's a bad thing somehow. Now, Dems, again, this has been an issue for them for a long time. And, oh my God, who's going to investigate Trump? Well, was he the only guy on the investigation? Is he the only guy running the FBI? It's just amazing to me. This is all the fake, false information they put out there. This guy is calling President Trump. I heard one guy today say that President Trump is trying to scare the Ninth Circuit Court. You have to have brain cells to be afraid. This court has been, the Ninth Circuit Court has been overturned more times than all the other courts combined, the other circuit courts. They've even, I don't know if some of you know this, but they even overturned themselves on a case. They really did. It was amazing. So for you to sit there, you guys on the left that just love this, you think that every thought that comes out of your or goes between your ears is real and true. You're wrong. That doesn't work for anybody. Nobody's reached that level of perfection. If you did, you wouldn't have lost so many seats, right? And Pelosi would definitely not be your leader. It is so bad in our intelligence. Look, first of all, I know people at the FBI. Morale was terrible under Comey. This is a good thing that he's done, that they've done. Okay, now they're going to get the reset. They're going to actually get to do the work they need to do the way they need to do it. They won't be hindered. They won't have this black cloud over them anymore. It's got to the point where we don't even trust our intelligence people anymore. Come on, honest. Think about it. We question, double question. So the FBI needed a reset, a real reset. A couple of things that bother me about this, though. Now, we know we don't trust our intelligence agencies anymore. We don't have much faith in them, I'll put it that way. But There's no talk about the leaks, which are federal offenses. As you heard today, God, as you heard today, and yesterday in the hearings, it is a federal offense to leak the information these people have. Why aren't we looking for them? We are throwing everybody we can to try to find a connection between Trump's administration and the Russians, because there has to be one there. Now, as I recall, when we were looking for the email server and what Mrs. Clinton did with the emails, we had too many men on it. We were spending too much time. We were blowing too much taxpayer money, the whole nine yards. That was okay. It was okay for them to complain. See, that's what I've been saying to you. It's not equality they want. Let's just be honest about it. Because for them, the mantra is Dem is always right, Republicans always wrong. No matter what a Dem does, if it's exactly like the Republican, or I'm sorry, no matter what a Republican does, if he does it, he or she does it exactly like a Dem, verbatim from their playbook, they're wrong. Period. They're wrong. And it's bad. So nobody's pushing the leaks. Nobody's chasing the leaks. And then the mistake that Comey made yesterday was, I think it was a mistake, when he said there were hundreds of thousands of emails that made it. They were classified emails that made it from the email server, Clinton's email server, to Uma Aberdeen's machine, which happened to be the same machine that Mr. Weiner used. To, you know what I'm saying? Thousands. Tens of thousands. Okay. Why isn't she arrested? Why isn't she got handcuffs on her? Why isn't she being investigated? Why isn't the left screaming about that? Come on, you know why. Same thing with the DNC. When the DNC was hacked, why do you think they wouldn't give their server to the FBI? Why do you think they would allow the FBI access to find out how it happened? You know, Senator Reid said, when he was there, he said to Comey he needed to go, he needed to resign. Pelosi said he needed to go, he needed to resign. We go down a whole list of Dems that wanted him gone, and then Trump makes him leave. Now, you could say the timing is suspect, but it changes nothing. Do you understand that? The Senate investigation continues on. Right? The FBI investigation continues on. The security agencies, security councils, their investigations continue on. Nothing changes. I'm Trouble Senior, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Please answer the question.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. He is gone. Call me is gone. And again, like I said, in the beginning, I said, look, they all wanted him gone. They were all on his case. They all couldn't stand him from the left. And because somebody on the right did it, and don't give me this stuff, the timing is suspect, because, as I said earlier, the investigation doesn't stop. Nothing stops. So don't make something that isn't there. And somebody who's smarter than I about this thing, and we'll bring him on right now, Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us, as he does every week, to discuss some of this really extremely crazy stuff that's going on in the news, including this. I mean, this is something I'm sure he has an opinion of. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to come on and appear to give my interesting commentary.
Yeah, who tells you it's interesting?
you like that, huh? They tune into your show, they know.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, so were you surprised to see him gone today?
Well, I would like to say it to everyone. This is Super Tuesday, and it's Super Tuesday for a reason. My commentary on this is this. When you take jobs like that, and when you take high-powered jobs, FBI, director of FBI, director of CIA, if anything happens, you are the patsy. So Comey was going anyway, sooner or later. I mean, being so that he had both sides pretty much wanted him to go anyway. So, I mean, so for the Dems to come up and say that it's a reason behind him, you know, I saw email that you sent me or post that you sent me that the Dems have this thing where they think that there's something behind it. What's behind it? I mean, it's a time for a change and a time to get him out of there. And, I mean, you know, when you take this kind of job, it's to be expected. Like being a head coach of an NBA team or whatever, you know, if they start losing, they lose too much, you already know who's going to go. It's not going to be the players. It's going to be the coach. So,
yeah, but you know what? They're upset because he was in the middle of an investigation, you know, and now the whole investigation has to stop because the only one that could do it is Comey, apparently. I mean, what is it with the... I don't see... They know what the truth is. They're not interested in the truth because it's not swaying their way. And they're taking... This is an opportunity for them. They're taking this opportunity to make it look like there's really something off and wrong here, aren't they?
Well, they're trying to take advantage of a situation. We're trying to say that it's because of the Trump and the Russians and this and that. That's, I mean, I spoke of this earlier, and you know what? I mean, if it was anything wrong, they would have definitely shut it down. So, for somebody to sit up and say, well, it's because of this or because of that or whatever. No, it's that's neither here nor there. The Russians had nothing to do with Trump winning. Trump was going to win anyway, so they can continue to be sore losers all they want or whatever. And, you know, the beat goes on. The one thing that we have to do is just stay focused, stay in fast, and stand with this president and do, you know, and get this country back on its feet. That's exactly what we need to do each and every day because the war is not over. You know, it's just beginning, and they have a bigger plan. We just...
The war going on between parties right now is worse than the war going on over the Middle East. I mean, seriously, this is just crazy. And anything they can do to disgrace this president, this, you know, what I think is really funny is they're blaming him for so many things. He's been in for a little over 100 days. Mr. Obama was blaming ex-President Bush for 5 years. 5 years they were blaming him. He hasn't changed at all. Obama's still blaming, he's trying to settle Trump with the bad things that are happening, but taking credit for the good things like the market and other stuff like that. It's a sickness with these people.
Yeah, and it is. It is. Liberalism is a sickness. And you spoke on that too. You said the same thing. And, you know, just like I say, liberalism and socialism are both sicknesses, and they're of sick people with a sick, twisted mind. And they're not crazy, they're bizarre. And I mean, if you want to say that, I mean, that's neither here nor there, the definitions of it, but these people are just plain just weird and just got a real funky attitude about a warped view of what the world is supposed to be like. And and one thing that they are not conscious of what they say and do. They just do anything. And then when you question them on it, then they want to probably try to play either a race card or, you know, or start trying to make up some kind of scientific know-how that this is why, you know, this is, oh, they don't have a platform. Let me say that.
Oh, they have a platform. It's called angered. They're mad. They're angered. They're offended. You know, I love it. I think it's great. And I hope they go down that road. I really do. I've been saying, you know, you guys have to do this. Now I'm saying, no. Please keep going down the road you're going down. Seriously. I want you to be mad and offended. I want you to scream at everything. I want you to keep calling Republicans, you know, haters of kids, haters of fresh air, haters of women, haters of water. I love it.
Well, yeah, I mean that's just who they are. I mean, that's what kind of people they are. They're the kind of people that just, you know, they continue on just playing this game and you know, you start to lose your patience with them because, you know, all of it's childish. I mean, it's just childish. And you lay out the facts and everything. But as long as you're dealing with the facts and the truth, it doesn't matter what they say or what they do. So it doesn't, if that's what they want to say or, you know, that's the route they want to go, that's not a problem. I mean, the main thing of it is that that the conservatives, I'm not going to say the Republicans, but I want to say conservatives like you and myself, that give them podcasts, radio shows. This is where you get the truth. You don't get the truth from CNN. You don't get the truth from Fox. You get some of the truth from Fox. I'll say that much. But you know, the rest of these shows that's out here that's geared towards the middle class and the regular Joe that doesn't understand and that wants to be educated and wants to learn about what's the other side instead of just thinking that these crazy and warped values. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but Corey, the thing he did do wrong, you gotta give it to Trump for doing this. You don't fire somebody at this level when he's out of town. You don't fire somebody at this level via mail messenger. You know what I'm saying? This should have been done differently. Don't you agree with at least that?
Well, my thing with this is the timing was probably for a reason, and maybe, who knows? I mean, none of us are there. I mean,
that's true. None of us are there.
Personally, I would have followed him if he was, you know, in town. I'd have followed him then. But then again, we don't know all of the background and why he is and why. So, you know.
All right, we got a quick break. You have to hold that thought. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us. I'm sure he's got something to say about the segregated graduation at Harvard College. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics, yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to our website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do so much up there, including buying Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping, White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, but you don't need to. Also, my new shirts are in, and I forgot to put the picture up, but that's all right. Anyway, it's hashtag stand. So it's a red shirt with white print, and you can find it at our store. That's therealside.com/store. And there's several different versions of it, but stand. Stand your ground. Stand for liberty. Stand for freedom. Do not back down to those boneheads that have the Black Resist shirts on. That is just so wrong. Do not let them get away with it. You know, the more I hear these Dems arguing, the more I just want to sit back, cross my hands, sip on my Pepsi, and watch them rip each other up. They gotta like self-explode. They're so rabid about this, and they were all for this before. They were fine with this before. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore, as he does every week. Always have fun with him. Corey, thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure and very honored to come on.
Well, hey, listen, so tell people you're doing a podcast, too, and how do they catch Corey on a regular basis?
You can come to my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan, and also you can come to my page, Corey, well, I have a Twitter account, Corey Prez Duncan, you can all, but those definitely come to my Facebook page, you can, and I got a podcast that I try, that I'm really picking up on, and I'm doing trying to do it two or three times a week. It's called Counterclockwise Live with Charismatic Corey Live, and that's live. And go to my page and check me out. And you're either going to like what I say or you're not going to like what I say. I really don't care.
I always say there's 3,000 other stations you go grab. That's okay. And we'll not leave you without some kind of information. So, all right, exactly. Corey, Harvard students playing graduation ceremony for blacks only, and they claim it's not segregation, all right, and that it's okay. And it kind of, you know, it kind of allows them to be with their own, all right? And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, you want us to forget about color. You want us, I mean, it's not that you want us to forget about color, but you want us to integrate. You want us to get along. You want us to be equal, except when you don't. Isn't this creating more trouble than it's fixing?
Well, you have to understand, like I sort of said on previous
Listen,
shows.
Listen, I don't have to understand anything. Let's get that. I understand very little.
You don't have to understand it, but
I'm sure you're clear.
Okay, to understand a bizarre attitude and personality of these people.
Yeah, true.
You have to understand, these are the fruits that have been planted a long time ago. And when you put these people in these positions of being principals, professors in these colleges, this is what you get. You get Berkeley, you get this kind of stuff, and you get, you have this kind of crazy stuff that goes on about, you know, now if a bunch of white kids did this, say Duke or Yale or something like this, I could, any college pretty much. Oh man, Sharpton would have been there, Jesse Jackson, Elijah Cummings would have been losing his mind, but they do this, and it's acceptable. This is not acceptable, and that's what the problem is in this country. People do things, and they're not held accountable for them. Yeah. And that's why this kind of double standard, and we're going back to the Barack Obama 8 years of I can do as I say, don't do as I do, and if you're a white person, I'm to make you feel like you are, not to be proud of being white, but it's okay for us to be proud of being black and put you down. And what we do is a double standard or whatever. And they say that is not. How is it not? That's racist. That's racist, flat out racist. No matter if you green, you don't have to be white. If you green, yellow, or whatever, it's still racist. So I'm not understanding, you know, this kind of, I could make $100 an hour off these people laying on a couch and just talking to them because they're already fruitcakes. They're fruitcakes and they deserve a check. They do.
But can you imagine Sharpton coming out? Coming out giving a speech on how he's so proud of them segregating themselves from everybody else? Martin Luther King fought for years to get rid of segregation. He fought for years for everybody to actually be equal. And now these people are going to, and not only are they going out of the way to do this, they're going to have two graduations. So they're having one graduation for blacks only. And then, what if you identify as black? I mean, what if I said I, anyway. They're going to have one graduation for blacks only.
One
for everybody.
Korean?
What?
What about you? So you're going to have what? Korean Day? You're going to have,
No. Only blacks. Only blacks. Listen, one of the students said that Harvard's institutional foundation is in direct conflict with the needs of black students. There is a legacy of slavery, epistemic racism, colonization at Harvard, which was an institution founded to train rising imperialist leaders. What are these people smoking? What?
What I'll say is that I challenge any black person that's listening to this that's a liberal, come on Joe's show or come to my page or any show that you know that I appear on, and I'm willing to duel with you over this. What about the racism in your own part, in your own race? What about that racism? You want to start talking about the white race and the racism? There's racism in every race. Okay, slavery? Black people own slaves. And they traded them also. Am I missing something here?
No. I'm glad you said it, because like I said, I say it, they go nuts. And I say same thing all the time. It's like you are doing 180 degrees. I mean, the men and women that died for your freedom, died for you. And by the way, I don't know if they, I mean, with today's history classes, maybe they don't know. But I believe tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of white folk gave their lives to free the slaves. Or, they didn't know at the time they died, obviously, but they were willing to die for your freedom. So why are all whites bad? Maybe we need to do that, Corey. Maybe we need to go to a list of families that were wiped out, that were white, that fought for black freedom, and see if they can't get part of that black reparation, or maybe they don't have to say they're sorry. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, if it is something that black people, I sure like to find a percentage of them that think that white people are so bad, because I sure see a lot of interracial relationships and marriages that, I mean, if that's so much and it's so terrible and this and that, I mean, come on. I mean, before you can start talking about anything, you have to start talking about your own race. Clean up your own race first, then start talking about the white race, because you keep blaming. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about whitey this, whitey that, whitey that. Tell Al Sharpton he wants to be proud and go do something. Tell him, Barack Obama, Elijah Cummings, crazy, bizarre Maxine Waters, and Botox,
Pelosi,
get on a plane and go to Chicago and fix Beirut. Fix this hemisphere's Beirut.
I'm amazed. You know, Chicago's on trajectory right now to actually have more killings, more shootings than they did last year. This is just nuts and craziness. Yep. So I want to move on to the next one because I'm feeling guilty. All right. So because according to a university, I've got to apologize for being white, and there's more than one. There's several universities now that are actually holding events to try to beat into the white identified. They're not even called white folks anymore. Now they're being called the white identified. Now, the first question I'd have about that is, who gets to identify? I mean, I've got black blood in me. Can I identify as black when I'm in certain parts and white in certain parts and Italian in certain parts? It's just getting nuts. So,
what I'll say is this. First of all, I'm from Queens, New York. Okay. Joe's from Boston. My thing of it is, if Joe grew up, I'm pretty sure not with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had to bust his butt and get do what he had to do. People have a tendency in this country to start judging people and do not know their background. Just because he's white does not mean he's rich. Does not mean that you are better than him or he's better than you. This crap with the color and because you're white privilege, now it's black privilege. And no race should be, I mean, you should not be scared to be white. You should not be scared to be black. You should be honest to be whatever color you are, because it's only a color. We still all bleed the same.
Yep.
We still all bleed red. So,
hey, gotta go. We got a commercial. Hold that. Just pause, because I want you to finish that thought. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Our black man from Baltimore will continue with us after the break.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. You know, I don't catch everything the guest says, and I'm sure he doesn't catch everything I say. And it's always nice to have you. You know, lend a little more information, if you would. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me here. Let's bring on my mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, who joins us every week. I always enjoy the time he spends with us. And, again, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and always an honor to come on.
So, we were talking about the University of Iowa and how it's forcing white students to apologize for being white. And I said to you, it's, you know, you think about this, and we're not supposed to paint with broad brushes. We're not supposed to speak with broad brush remarks and what have you. And I kind of joke, but it's a reality. I'm considered a white guy, right? And my parents, my grandparents are from Italy. They weren't here during the time of slavery. They wouldn't agree with slavery. So why am I held accountable for that? Why should I feel bad for that?
You shouldn't be held accountable at all. I mean, my thing, if it is something that somebody did way before you was even created, Why in the world are you going to be, you know, why in the world, I just don't understand that. I don't understand why should you be persecuted for something that two generations before you even came along, or three, that you should be persecuted for because of some, you know, people need to stop, because when you got skeletons in your closet, you can't throw skeletons, or you can't throw, you just have to be careful about this rush to judgment via people like Marilyn Mosby, rush to judgment, you know, and not have all your facts or whatever. And, you know, you just jump and, you know, you can get a lot. My mom always said a long time ago that red rag in your mouth can get you in a lot of trouble, especially if you speak too soon instead of listening. If you do more listening than talking, you'll understand exactly where I'm coming from or whatever. But this is just the liberal mind thought and the way everything is set up, only because we had a president that you know, it's a snowball. He did it for 8 years. He snowballed everything. It was about race, and it was about trying to make Whitey feel bad, and we're going to take from Whitey and give to the poor, that robbing the rich. And I'm like, this guy is just, I mean, where do you get off getting an award for doing what? You haven't done anything. Try going to Chicago. Go to the place you claim is the place that you're from, where we know you were born there or whatever. That you go there. Go there and fix that problem. Then and only then can you start sitting and patting yourself on the back. Where's Elijah Cummings at? Where is Farrakhan? How about Farrakhan? Why don't you take the Nation of Islam and go to Chicago and fix that?
Well, Elijah doesn't know where Baltimore is, right? I mean, last time they somebody gave him directions to get there or something like that. But no, it irritates me to no end that, let me see, since January, you know, the shootings, the murder rates in Chicago have skyrocketed. We don't see Sharpton, Jackson, or Oblamo there. Not a one to go there, or even talks about going there to help clean things up. I don't get it. So you and I talked about this earlier, and I think we've even talked about this before. And my white friends get nervous and get all over me when I say, look, we should not be banning the Confederate flag. We should not be ripping down or taking down Civil War monuments. We shouldn't be doing any of that stuff because it's part of our history. Bad, good, bad, or indifferent, it's part of our history. So a black friend of mine heard me talking about it one night, and we got together, and she said to me, look, you don't know what we've been through, so you don't understand what those symbols mean. And I said, you're right. Maybe I don't understand what the symbols mean, but here's what I do understand. In 25 years or 30 years, when those symbols aren't around anymore, and the way they're teaching history, and our young kids, they're never going to know about what was done to your people. And they're never going to know what we held up in high esteem, and they're never going to know the nasties that came out of it, so it doesn't happen again. And she didn't agree with me. What do you say?
I say this, that a flag is just a symbol. It's the people that's behind the flag that's what it's all about. We all have sinned in this world. We all have done things we wish we could take back. But my thing is, a flag is just a symbol. So a Confederate flag, personally, I know I'm going to probably get death threats when I say this. I find it quite sexy. I find it quite sexy. I sure would marry a white woman from the South. I mean, I would have no problem about wrapping myself, me and her, and go to the beach in a Confederate flag. What the hell is a Confederate flag? Really? I mean, people do that with Old Glory. I mean, they do that with a red, a black, and a yellow. I mean, come on. It's a flag, but I understand it's a symbol of it, and it means something because you have to understand something before you can criticize it. You can't just criticize it because it's a slavery. Okay, if I made a flag up and it was an ISIS flag, is that the same as saying, well, we don't know, well, we're not going to criticize an ISIS flag or whatever. It means terrorism, or it means that. Do your research. I hate people that take and get on the radio or give a speech or even just speak about something and you don't have a clue of what you're talking about. They look like buffoons. Stop speaking. Do the research. And if it is slavery, which I doubt it, it sounds like to me. place. I mean, come on. I mean, what are we doing here? We're talking about both corners of our mouth, or it's like, I mean, do your research about things before you start to criticize.
Yeah, well, I everything you said was great. And I love what Condoleezza Rice said. You know, she came out and said, I'm a firm believer in keep your history before you. So I don't actually want to rename things that were, you know, named for slave owners. I want us to have a look at those names and realize what they did and be able to tell our kids what they did. And for them to, you know, it makes so much sense. You know, we hold this guy up in high esteem, and he had a lot of great ideas. But guess what? He owned slaves. He actually, and some of, and I know people are going to go, Messina, you're out of your mind, but this is a true statement. Some of our founding fathers owned slaves, and they didn't own them like you and I think they owned them. They were almost like they were part of the family, in essence, right? Not all of them. I'm not trying to make it like I'm making everybody a nice guy, but they knew that if they let them go in those days and times, somebody else would have just grabbed them. And so
come
some
on,
of it.
I mean,
what? Go ahead.
I mean, come on. John F. Kennedy was a womanizer. I idolized him or whatever like that. I mean, but I mean, come on. I mean, everybody's just up in arms about this slavery thing. Slavery is long gone. It's long gone. I mean, if it is in another country, this is a democracy. The only thing they can say about that is slavery is racism. Slavery can be that you're a slave to a dollar. Slavery can be that you're a slave to a video game or to a computer or a cell phone.
That's
what
true.
About that kind of slavery? So we're going to talk about I mean, that's neither here nor there. The slavery is in the person's mind. If you're still enslaved about something that happened 17 decades ago or whatever, I mean, come on. I mean, when do you let it go? It's not happening now. What are we going to do? Dig up Robert E. Lee and take him to the Hague for war crimes? I mean, come on. If that's the case, we'll be taking pretty much everyone that's been a leader.
Yeah, every one of our founding fathers and people we hold in high esteem. And we'll never really know, I mean, except for the ones, anyway, I don't have enough time to go through all that. But the majority of those guys were not looking to own slaves because they hated black people. I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. I read real history. I don't read history being shoved down my throat by a left-leaning professor. I refuse to do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, anyhow. All right, sir. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you are spending with me. And so tell people where they can find you.
You can find me, Corey Perez Duncan, on Twitter, and Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. And always check out my podcast, Counterclockwise Live with Charismatic Corey. God bless. And I want to say thanks, and I want to give a big shout-out to my son, Chandler. Well, not Chandler. Chase. And Noah pitched a shutout today, his first ever Little League game. I tell you, the conveyor belt keeps a rolling in the Duncan household.
Yeah, you guys never have a dull moment. Now listen, before your next barbecue, you got to get those shirts because I want a big family picture of everybody in those shirts.
But my daughter says I'm the cheapest guy in town, but guess what? I'm going to buy 15 of them. And I'm gonna make sure I have them.
I need to talk to your daughter and thank her. Anyway. Hang tight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. If you're on Facebook, I'm sorry, but you've got to restart at the top of the hour. We're a little few minutes after the hour. Their rule, not mine. And a lot more coming up after the break. There's so much going on that we can have some fun with. There's so much going on that we should actually have some fun with. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to TheRealSide.com. A lot going on up there. You can take the poll. You can, I don't know, you can do a lot. Hey, we're going to talk about, in the next hour also, I want to hit on who was the other president? What was his name? He fired an FBI director. Not that the FBI director was doing anything investigating him at all. I think it was Clinton. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes.